We have a great guest today. He's the starting quarterback for Tulsa, the Hurricanes, the Golden Hurricanes down there in Oklahoma, having a great season. And David, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, Tulsa has gone through ups and downs over the last number of years, but, you know, what a surge you've taken off with that football team. A lot of great things are happening. How do you take all that in as the starting quarterback with Tulsa?
You know, just try and stay humble and, you know, understand that it comes through great preparation and great work on and off the field to be able to accomplish things like that. And we know that as a team, we had to come together, and we had a retreat in two-a-days that we all went out into the middle of nowhere, basically. And we had a pastor of a local church that's our team chaplain and their staff out there with us. And, you know, we were able to get focused, I guess, on the Lord. And, you know, that's kind of the center of our team and the center of our focus is letting Christ be glorified in how we play and in how we live our lives, not only on the field but off the field. And I think that that's really obviously helped us on the field as well. So,
you know, David, I recently looked through some comments that you made with an interview, and it sounded like it was an interview that was not necessarily Christian-oriented. And I appreciated your non-negotiable stance. In fact, one of the questions to you was, what is your ritual before games? And your answer was, when I enter the locker room, I read my Bible for 20 minutes, then listen to some Christian music on my iPod, which calms me before going into battle. And I hope that's an accurate quote. But to get the gist of it, is that something that you do on a regular basis?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll do that in my quiet time, too. But my biggest thing is just letting him, the Lord, be a part of every part of my life and not trying to resist him in certain areas and thinking that it's all about me. And I think for me, my biggest downfall was doing that through football. And, you know, for me to understand and get my mind right is understanding where my strength and where my power and where all that comes from. That comes from the Lord. And, you know, just letting him be a part of that experience, obviously. And he's the one who's blessed me with the opportunity. So, you know, at the same point, I just want to be able to worship him and let him be glorified in that.
We're talking to David Johnson, the outstanding quarterback for the University of Tulsa. David, as I think about that comment, I think about the compromise of the Word of God that we have, particularly in America today, even among the body of Christ. I mean, most of us have become biblically illiterate. I say that as a whole. I'm not saying everybody's that way, but I'm saying as a whole, we as Christians don't know the Word of God as well. I mean, I talk to athletes all the time and fellow coaches, and I look at myself as well, and I talk about, okay, well, how much time we spend in the Word, and I hear this answer often. Well, I'm too busy. You know, I had class, I had this, I had that, or practice, you name it. And to go with that, I would say at the average secular university, non-Christian university necessarily, land-grant institutions, we're told today in generic form that we are to compartmentalize our faith and we don't bring the Word of God to the table. And I want to know what you say about that. I want to know what God tells you, because I see you doing something different.
Basically, you know, he's blessed me with a platform to be able to share my faith through football. And you know, I feel like that through that, you know, obviously he needs to be honored and glorified. And it's a way to bring the Word and bring Christ and let others see Christ through that platform. And, you know, yeah, there's people that are going to be trying to stop you or hold you back. But, I mean, that's the same way that was happening back in biblical times with Paul and other disciples that were taking the Word around the world. And, you know, I feel like that's the same sort of struggle that we go with today. And I guess my encouragement to everybody else who's going through similar situations through athletics is, you know, just stay strong and understand the prize that we're looking towards and just, you know, keep your eye fixed on that. And, you know, yeah, you may go through some struggles, you may go through some trials, but at the same point, you know, it's all for a king who came and died for us on a cross. And, you know, obviously we deserve death, and he brought life to us, and the only thing that we can do is just honor and glorify him in all that we do. So,
David, tell me a little bit about pressure. You're starting quarterback. You've got a great season going on here, and there are defenses with each week that are staying up late at night, defensive coaches looking to kind of shut you down and confuse you. And there's the ups and downs of all the things that go into leadership. Do you see similarities with that as a Christian leader on your campus? You know, people are looking to you, and they're watching you and every move you make. Do you sense that you're held accountable as a leader, and what do you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's, you know, trying to be held accountable to their actions in some way, but obviously more so with the quarterback than other positions. I just try and take it and run with it, and you know, again, just let the Lord be glorified in all things, and just try and do my part as a Christian to serve Him obediently, and then continue to try not to lean on my own understandings, and to have that desire to be in Him. And you know, the same thing kind of goes through football. People look to you as a quarterback to do things right and to lead the team and things like that, but also off the field at the same point, there's people that kind of look to you because you're that guy that's in the spotlight, I guess. And so you got to continue to stay strong in your walk. And you know, yeah, you're going to trip up and stumble sometimes, but you know, at the same point, you just try and lead that example for others.
David, when did Jesus become a reality in your life, when you first can remember?
It would be my sophomore year in college, actually. I didn't grow up in the church at all. I mean, I went a little bit when I was younger, and then we just kind of, when I started getting into athletics, we just, as a family, just didn't stop going to church. And I mean, I guess He never really was real until I got to college. My girlfriend was a Christian at the time. She invited me to go to church, and, you know, it just seemed like everything that the pastor was saying was just speaking right to me and speaking about my downfalls, my pitfalls, and, you know, my need for a Savior. And I ended up committing my life to Christ in August of 2005. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of did it in a selfish way, kind of did it because I think other people expected me to do it. And I think I kind of did it for all the wrong reasons. And then I kind of lived that way for about a year and a half. And then actually this last two-a-days, when I was talking about that team retreat that we had, God just broke me down and just made me feel so small, so insignificant, and pointed out so many things to me. And just, I mean, I just felt like I truly knew Him after that day. And, you know, ever since then, through this football season, I mean, I just try and let Him be glorified, and just I truly have that true intimate relationship with Him now. And it's not about me. It's not about my selfish nature. It's not about my confidence, my pride, my anything. It's about Him and letting Him be glorified.
That's great, man. That's an awesome testimony, David. And how do you get fed now? I mean, are you involved in ministries like with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? You have church time. What do you do to be fed? I know you spend time in the Word of God, but fellow believers, maybe more mature believers who've been in the faith a while, minister to you, fellow teammates. How do you do that?
I am affiliated with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes on campus, and we got a pretty solid group that we have here that meets every Tuesday night. And in 2006, over the summer, I was a youth ministry intern at a local church, and I really got to enjoy it there. And that's basically my church home now. That's where me and my girlfriend go, and we serve a lot there, and have done a lot of ministry opportunities through that, and just other opportunities to be able to share my faith through FCA, to speak to younger people, and just to have people on our team, even our coaches, that know the Word of God really well and are able to talk to them about things and come in and just sit down for 30 minutes and, you know, kind of have a conversation and kind of have that encouragement time and time to just to be open and honest about things.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'll tell you what, David, I'm so thankful that you agreed to be on our show, because you've been kind of a talk around college football, and you're having a great season. I'm not sure everybody gets to hear the real story behind David Johnson, and I thank you for sharing and revealing how Jesus Christ is the mover of your life. And I think it's a great opportunity for others to understand that that's what needs to be going on in their lives as well. So thanks for being with us here and sharing the victory. And thanks for standing up on the college campus, even through your media interviews, where it would be very easy to kind of back out off the name of Christ, knowing that there's built-in persecution with it. And you come forward and just lay it on the line authentically. So I just praise God for your boldness and ask Him to continue to move your heart into great and mighty deeds for Him.
Well, thank you for having me on the show and the opportunity.
All right. Well, that's David Johnson, outstanding quarterback with the University of Tulsa, and a great example of what it is to live it out for Christ. Thanks for being on the show today, David.
Thank you very much.